Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And it is a wonderful day that the Lord has given to us. I know you will say, but how do you know what kind of day I'm having? And if it is a day, there is much trial, and I don't know what this day will hold for me. But I do know this. The Lord gave the day. The Lord has given to us this time. He has placed us in life at this time that we might bring glory to Him in this day, and the Lord is good. He is the faithful God, and He wants us to glorify Him at this hour. These are indeed exciting days to be alive, to be serving the Lord. Others who've gone on, they serve the Lord in their time, and they passed off the scene, either the ones who serve the Lord or with Him, and those who rejected the Lord, mocked His prophets, and persecuted His people. Those who died without repenting are spending an eternity in a devil's hell. You don't spend eternity. It doesn't go away. It's not being used up. It's not like sand flowing through an hourglass. It's there. Things stop, but they go on forever. You put that together. They stop, but they go on forever. They never end. They begin, but they never end. And that's a sad thought. That's why we preach the gospel. That's why we invite people to come to Christ. That's why we want to see people saved. God is eternal. He is forever. And He will save people, save to the uttermost, all who will come unto God by Christ. And He has brought us to this hour, such an hour as this. Now, He saw the hour in which we find ourselves. He knows what's on the other side of the hour. And He will take us through the hour. That's our God. That's the loving Heavenly Father who will keep us. As I was looking today in the book of Joshua at the judgment of the Lord in dealing with sinners, those who rebelled against Him, and seeing how that there are people who feel as though their sin is only going to affect them. Well, they won't get away with their sin. And I'm reminded of a story that I learned in grade school of a man who stole some radioactive substance and hid it underneath his bed, underneath some wooden boards. Didn't know that radioactive substance was harmful, even though it was out of sight. Thought that he had something that he could keep for good. Didn't know it was hastening his death. Didn't know that it was not hidden. It was out of sight, but it was not hidden. And the radioactive material was still sending out its harmful rays and brought an early death for this man. There are many things people hide from the surface, such as attitudes or bitterness or lust or envy. And they hide these things in jealousy, thinking that, why, they're hidden and out of sight. And they don't realize that though they're out of the sight of the people, that they're wielding a great bit of power and influence on the bearer, on the container of the particular matter, and it's destroying the vessel in which it's contained. That's what bitterness does, or sin in the life does. It eats from the inside out. And I pray that you will recognize this and that you'll get these matters settled. The Lord will help you. Father, we ask again afresh for Thy help. Lord, that we will recognize that there are harmful things in our lives, harmful things around us, and that we'll know the difference between that which is good and harmful. Fill me with the Spirit of God to minister today for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, now, verse 33 of chapter 16, the Lord says, "These things have I spoken unto you." Why? "That in me ye might have peace." Now, he is telling us that there are two places, in him or outside of him. Where is this peace that we're going to know? And that is in Christ. The full verse now. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Now the Lord had a purpose for speaking to his disciples. He was not trying to just fill up pages. He had a purpose in the deeds that he did. He was not putting on a show for people who wanted to see his great and mighty acts. He did things with a purpose in mind. "And I've spoken these words unto you, that in me ye might have peace." Now, when you find that peace is gone from you, I want you to consider where you are with the Lord. You've gone ahead of him. You've forsaken his way and his truth. You're living beyond him. You're trying to look around the corner and he hasn't taken you there. You're trying to look into the future and he won't let you go there. You're wanting him to work things out according to your schedule and he won't do it. He would have you to wait upon him, to wait upon the Lord, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now you're in the Lord through faith. You have taken him at his word. You read in his word what he has said, and by his grace you govern your life according to what God the Lord has said, and thus you are demonstrating faith in God. We have not seen the Lord with our eye. We have his word. We hear the word. We know that we are sinners. All men know their condition in this world. Every man knows that he is a failure in some respect, some aspect of his life. Now, the one who says that he's not just proved that he was. He's a failure in humbling himself before God, the one who lifts up himself in pride. He's failed in that respect. The one who says, "Yes, I'm going to give myself over to the Lord. I need the Lord." And the Lord will bless such a one with the peace that he has promised. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Don't try to find peace in anyone else or anything else. Peace comes from the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus. He is the one who gives to us peace. In him is peace. If you are lacking this peace, then examine to see what this says. "In the world ye shall have tribulation." Now, he knows what's in the world. Not only does he know what's in the world, but he knows what you're going to find there in the world. So don't go out into the world trying to find peace with God. Don't do it. Come to Christ to find peace. Don't go to things or other people to try to find peace. The Lord says, "In the world you shall have tribulation." Now guess what you're going to find in the world? Exactly what the Lord said. You know, there was a command given by the Lord to tell one to go to such and city, and he would find there a donkey whereon never a man sat. And when the man asks you, "What are you doing?" tell him this. And when the disciple went to get that donkey, he found things exactly as the Lord had said. You and I will find things exactly as the Lord has said. In the world, you will have tribulation. Now, the Lord tells us also that yea, that all will live godly in Christ Jesus is going to suffer persecution. What can you expect from the world when you live a godly life? Now you will expect, you can, and you will find persecution from the world when you live a godly life. If you, as a Christian, choose not to live a godly life, you're going to be chastened and rebuked by the Holy Spirit of God. You will be miserable. And you're going to also be rebuked by the fellowship of the saints, rather, by being in the presence of those who love the Lord. You'll be a miserable creature. And in your own room, away from others, you will not have the joy of the Lord in your life because you're not living for Him. So you have all of those that mount up against you when you, as a Christian, do not live like you know the Bible teaches we are to live. As I said, you'll have the Holy Spirit of God who always opposes sin when we as a Christian don't live for the Lord. We'll have the saints to be against us. And yes, even the world will join with that opposition and bring more persecution on you because the world knows how the Christian is to live. That's why the world hates Christ. They know he was perfect. And they know how when you name the name of Christ, they know how you are to live. And if you hold back after you've made it known that you are a Christian, or if you move forward into the world and live like the world, oh, they won't say much to you at the time that you stoop to the sin that they're doing. And you laugh when they laugh about the filth and the vileness of the world. They won't say much to you. But then turn around and try to witness to them and watch what they say. Notice then how much they noticed the inconsistency in your life. They'll say, I saw you laugh at such and such. I heard you say such and such. I saw you do such and such. But as long as you're not trying to witness to them and win them to Christ and opposing their sin, you're just a great friend. And yes, they will persecute you severely. And rightly so. When we live an inconsistent life and try to tell others that we belong to the Lord and we try to please two worlds. The Lord said this now. There are two states, two conditions in the world or in Christ. There is no middle ground. There is no third place in Christ or in the world. If you are in Him, you have peace. If you live by His precepts, His way, His word, walk according to His word, you can have the peace with Him. Now, you're going to have tribulation in the world. He has told us that. So don't be surprised when the world hates you and hates that for which you stand. Do not be surprised. Don't be alarmed. Recognize this fact that the world is going to be against you because you're a light and the world loves darkness and they want to put out the light so they can enjoy their sin. Father, help us, I pray, to be bold in this day to stand for Thee, knowing that the peace that we're to have is in Christ and tribulation is in the world. We ask Thee to help us to be faithful for Jesus' sake. Amen.